Hello, everyone. My name is Amber Harold, and I'm the Assistant Director of Financial Aid at Berkeley Haas. Also joining me is my colleague, Bobby Reyes, who will help facilitate today's episode. Today's episode will discuss all things continuing student scholarships, such as who is eligible to apply, where to access the application, the scholarship timeline, how to apply, and much more. I'll now pass it on to Bobby for this week's announcement.
Thanks, Amber. This past Tuesday, we had, again, a financial literacy series session, and it was Tools to Build Your Wealth with Carrie Milligan of Merrill Lynch. It was a Zoom call, and we had, again, we topped our last session attendee number count, and so we had the most attendees in this last one. So shout out to everybody that came in.
Yes, thanks so much, everyone.
Thanks for everybody. Tools to Build Your Wealth. It means so much to us when our Berkeley community and our students hop in, because we know that you're invested, you know, financially into yourselves, into your education. And I took out some really great things from there. The one thing I do want to leave, if you missed it, a quote that Carrie said was, it's not the timing of the market, but your time in the market.
Yes.
I'm just going to leave it at that. I was thinking, I was like, I think I might want to frame that and put it up in my office. So thanks, Carrie, for that quote. I mean, definitely taking that with us. I'm looking forward to future financial literacy series. If you missed that one, we also have recaps. So if you need that, be sure to reach out to our office and we were able to get that to you. Just as a reminder, our office is telecommuting in an effort to limit the risk of coronavirus. And we are not available for in-person meetings, but we are still available to our students Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. via email and through scheduled phone consultations. So if you have any questions about financial aid, please reach out to us, and our information and contact information is on our website. So those are announcements for the week. And as Amber mentioned in our intro, we're talking continuing student scholarships. So if you are at Haas and you're an MBA program and you're like, you know what, I'm in need for some extra funds right now, with all things considered, extra scholarship money never hurt anybody. But we have some questions about how can you be eligible, where can I apply, timelines and dates. So we're going to break all of that good stuff down for you all. For those of you that don't know, Amber, could you help us in just briefly letting us know what is a continuing student scholarship?
Sure. So continuing student scholarships are funding opportunities for current full-time and evening and weekend MBA students. These opportunities are supported primarily through donor gifts and endowments.
Gotcha. Okay, so full-time and evening weekend. Got it. So who is actually eligible to apply for continuing student scholarships?
Great question. While most opportunities are for students continuing into the second and third year of their MBA program, there are a select number of opportunities available for graduating students. Most opportunities are open to both domestic and international students.
Okay, and what kind of awards are available?
Yeah, so many of these scholarships are industry specific, with entrepreneurship and healthcare having the most opportunities. You can find a comprehensive list on our website in the student scholarships section.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I think it's great. So entrepreneurship and healthcare. So if you are in those fields, interested in those fields, and I know a lot of our students end up, you know, meeting their co-founders, you know, in their classrooms. So if you fall in that area, please be sure to apply. Speaking of applying, how can students apply? Where do they go? Where do they start?
Mm-hmm. So to be considered for these opportunities, students are required to complete our general scholarship application. The application asks students to confirm specific data points such as future industry, answer a short essay question, and list their activities and involvement within the Haas community. Upon submission, the application will prompt students to upload any required materials such as a resume. By submitting an application, you are opting in to be considered for all scholarships. We do not ask you to indicate a specific opportunity for which you want to be considered, nor may you request to be considered for specific opportunities. I also want to add that there are four other opt-in opportunities that will be based on the student's classification. These opportunities include the Hansu Lee Fellowship, which is an opt-in for students that are working on their startup during the summer, full-time. More information is on our website, but this respective fellowship requires students to submit a URL to a video that they've recorded answering questions that are listed within the prompt. In addition to that, the Outside of Bay Area grant, Uber grant, is open to our evening and weekend MBA students only. And this respective fellowship will require that students provide their current address. And based on that information, we will determine eligible candidates for this respective award. The Schepansky grant is another opportunity that is based on need for our evening and weekend MBA population that are also a part of the class of 2021. And you will be required to self-report your 2018 tax information. And finally, the nonprofit public service fellowship for students that are also evening and weekend MBA students in the class of 2021. This is an opportunity for students that are currently working in those respective industries and are looking for some resources to help support you in your endeavor of pursuing your MBA. I know some students may be saying, well, why aren't these opportunities open to everyone? Mm-hmm. One piece is that it's based on the respective donor fund and criteria of that respective fund. And also for the Schepansky grant and nonprofit public service grant specifically, this respective cohort did not benefit from receiving 3-year awards upon admission because at the time the funding strategy was different, whereas students that came in after the class of 2021 benefited from receiving 3-year awards. So really just to give you some insight as you may be wondering, well, why can't I be eligible for these opportunities, is that this cohort did not have the opportunity to receive 3-year awards upon admission. So also wanting to add that students can access a continuing student scholarship by visiting the student scholarship section of the Haas Financial Aid website and selecting the link that we have provided. We have provided these details in the Strictly Business and Bare Necessities newsletter as well. And we also have included this information in our weekly newsletter that will be released this week.
Perfect. Yeah. So just to like really recap, the scholarship application is one general scholarship application. And then from there, we decide, you know, as far as like this, we match the donor funds, basically cater to the specific opportunity of the student, but just one general scholarship application. So you don't have to worry about, students don't have to worry about doing multiple like in one sitting. It's just one scholarship application.
That's correct. Like we really just wanted to try and streamline this process and make the process more enjoyable for our student applicants. And so I hope that students find that this process is a bit more enjoyable, especially for applicants that are applying again this year that maybe applied last year. You'll definitely see a big difference that we hope is to your benefit and that you find to be more valuable than our old process.
And again, we said if you want to check out the application, it is on our website. And our website is www.haas.berkeley.edu/financial-aid. And then under student scholarships, you guys can find the link. Hey, Amber, when does the application actually open and close?
Yeah, so the continuing student scholarship application opens this Thursday, April 16th. And we'll close on Thursday, May 14th at 11:59 p.m. Please, please, please do not wait until the last minute to submit an application, as you may experience technical issues that prevent your submission from being submitted successfully. So please, please, please plan accordingly so that you can get your application well in well before the submission deadline.
Yes, that is super important. So basically, our students have about a month to get this thing done. April.
Yeah, 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's April 16th, Thursday. Opens up this Thursday. So make sure you guys get on that. And you, if you know anything about technical difficulties or if you haven't experienced it, filing for unemployment, that is a technical difficulty if you're trying to do it online.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so we want you to get the most out of your opportunities and apply if you can. So start ahead, people. And we want you to see if you can get anything out of the scholarships. So do it ahead so we don't have to run into technical issues and your site crashes and then tons and thousands of emails come in. So ahead of time. End date closes May 14th. Make sure it's on your calendars, 11:59. That does not mean 11:58. You start your application. So,
yes.
I have a question. Now, how do we determine award recipients? Like, what is the criteria behind that?
Mm-hmm. So, scholarship committees consisting of Haas staff and faculty will determine who best fits a particular opportunity based on how closely they align with the criteria for the gift or endowment. These include, but are not limited to, professional goals, academic achievement, leadership skills, and embodiment of the Haas defining leadership principles. Eligible candidates must have a 3.0 GPA and no past due balances.
Okay, so that's really good to know, especially that it's the committees that are in charge of that. You know what? We always talk about opportunities, right, and scholarships, but really, what are the chances of, you know, students actually getting a scholarship?
This is a really, really great question. I'm so happy that I have the opportunity to talk about it because I really value transparency and also value setting expectations so that students are aware prior to going into the application.
Yeah.
So student scholarships are extremely competitive. That's just what it is. For the 2019 cycle, the selectivity rate was 10%. With this in mind, it is extremely important to submit a strong essay that supports your goals and involvement contributions to the Haas community. Understanding how busy our students are and the likelihood of receiving an award, we have done a great deal to streamline the application process for this cycle so that anyone who wants to be considered for these opportunities may apply without a tremendous amount of effort.
Gotcha. Wow. So 10%, that's very low. We're going to go back to planning ahead and starting ahead, getting your essays ready now, looking at the application, what's needed from the application. So get a head start. Even don't be discouraged by the 10%. Still apply because if you submit everything, you know, you may be chosen. So if you have a strong essay, we just want you to take your time on it. And we've done a really, really good job about trying to streamline as Amber said. So, really try your best, on the application for your scholarship.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Again, we want to let you know that, it is streamlined. So we hope that you enjoy this process a lot better. And also we always encourage students not to self-select out. You won't know what you qualify for, what you may be considered for, unless you apply. So please submit an application, and we hope that it yields you the results you're looking for.
We talked a little bit about the 2019 cycle. Do you know what the average award amount was for 2019?
Yeah, so the average award for 2019 was $7,500, but the range is quite wide. We have scholarship opportunities from 1,000 to 15,000. So again, we certainly encourage students to apply.
And if students received a scholarship when they were admitted, are they still eligible to apply as a continuing student?
Yes. All students are eligible and encouraged to apply. This includes students that received an admitted student scholarship as well.
So then is it possible to receive more than one award, is what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah. So while it is not our standard practice, students have received more than one continuous student scholarship in prior years.
Gotcha. Okay. And when can students expect a decision when regarding the application?
Yeah. So the application status will be updated via the application portal by close of business Monday, June 1st. If awarded, the name and amount of the award will be visible in your CalCentral account.
Gotcha. Okay, that's good to know. So June 1st is a good date to keep in mind. And if I'm a student and let's say I'm in the top 10% that gets an award, How will these funds be administered to me?
Yeah, so for most of these opportunities, funds will be dispersed equally across fall 2020 and spring 2021. Funds will disperse at the beginning of each term and will be applied towards your Cal Central account. Any funds in excess of fees for the term will be refunded to you. There are a select number of opportunities where funds are paid in this term, spring 2020. Very few, but there are some funds that will pay out in the same term. And those resources can be used to help support you with your expenses throughout summer.
Gotcha. So you will see, or students will see, the funds being dispersed via Cal Central. And if there's excess, then the excess will be refunded to our students. So it's basically almost like when you're taking out a loan, right? So it applies to your Cal Central, to your tuition and fees, and then everything that's left over gets refunded to the student.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Gotcha. Okay, so we went over a lot as far as the continuing student scholarships. Obviously, we always have our, email and personal consultations open to our students that have more specific questions about the scholarship awards. And if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out. And just want to remind you, our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And our contact info on our website is www.haas.berkeley.edu/financial-aid. Any lasting thoughts, Amber, on continuing scholarships or anything else for our financial aid students, graduates, and Haas community?
Yeah, I definitely encourage students to take a look at our website to learn more about the various endowments and donor funds that we have that a student could potentially receive, just to become more familiar with what your application will be evaluated for. And also after your review, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to our office. We are happy to assist and address you with any questions, as well as if you're experiencing any technical difficulties with accessing the application, please do not hesitate to reach out to our office.
Thanks, Amber. Yeah, and if you missed our other episodes, our last episode with Jamie Hayden, which is a director of financial aid, we went over the magical 0% on federal loans and using it for your education. So check that out. We also talked about LRAP, which is our Haas Loan Repayment Assistance Program. And these resources are available to you so that you can make the best decisions for your education moving forward, especially in this really interesting time we're experiencing. We want to know we're here for you and that we support you, and we haven't stopped. We're always wanting to create and make sure that we are available to our students and our community. And that is it for our episode this week. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week with a new episode and new information for you all. Until then, stay safe and be well from your Haas Financial Aid office. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.